Lesson number six. Hello, this is the Ear Trainer Podcast. Yay! This lesson, number six, is the Rise of the Triad. So, last week, we introduced triadutations, and this week, we're staying that course with the start on melodies that feature a strong triadic bent. As always, for better health and an answer key, go to eartrainer.blogspot.com. And don't forget, you can contact me at eartrainer@gmail.com. What did you think of the other intro dictation method we used last week? I'm sure some of you found it less useful than others. However, it does take all kinds to make a world. Typically, I find that the name the interval style of ear training to be a little bit more effective. So for this podcast, I'm going to continue to put emphasis on it. However, you will see the other style of interlocution sneak back in every now and then. Because as the expression goes, is it not true that variety is the spice of life? It's actually not true. Spice is the spice of life. I digress. Let's do intervals. We're going to do two sets. First, a set of 12 interval pairs. Just name which interval is larger, or if you feel like a challenge, name both of them. The second set will be 12 intervals to be identified in the regular old way. So, have at 'em. No sweat. Now identify 12 intervals. This episode, we're thinking about triads. Sometimes You hear the same idea played the same way so many times, it makes hearing that idea played otherwise very difficult, even if it's something simple. For example, if you only ever hear major triads played from the principal pitch upwards, when you finally hear them played from the top down, they can sound strangely familiar, but for some reason you can't figure out quite what they are. Just like a quarter note, played on beat 5 of a measure of 7 at 60 beats per minute, sounds very different from a quarter note played on the and of beat 3 in a measure of 3/4 at 240 beats per minute. Triads can also sound strange in new contexts. So today, we're going to be identifying triads being played only descending. This will help you develop a little bit of versatility in your ear training. So, today we're going to be identifying triads being played only descending. So here goes. See, it's really not so hard. Just make sure you don't dig your ears into a rut. Ear training is very helpful, so long as you don't accidentally train yourself to not hear things, only by thinking of some ideas in one particular way. What does a major triad sound like? Depends on how you play it. This week, I say to hell with routine. We're doing melodies first, because I say so. Feel free to skip ahead and do rhythms first, if this break from routine bothers you. This week, we've got one melody. I've named it Triad Melody 1. At points, it's pleasant. It's in the key of C major and in 4/4 time. You'll find that the starting note is E above middle C, and that the melody is 6 measures long. Write that down. Important. Well, now we're on to my favorite part of ear training, but that's only because it's the one I'm best at. How petty of me. In the moments between releasing podcasts, I have dreamed up 2 dictations, one in 3/4 and the other one in 7/4. They are each 4 measures long and played monotonously on the piano. Sorry about that, but I'm sure as you find your ears improve, so will my abilities at the piano. So, in 3/4,
2/3.
And now, the final dictation. In 7/4.
6/7. Thank you.
that's the show. With more types of dictations than ever, you've got a lot on your plate right now. So keep up the good work and be sure to visit again. Make sure you check the show notes found at eartrainer.blogspot.com for the PDF guide for this lesson, as well as hints, tips, and more to help you refine your ear training game. Until next time, I'm Liam Gallagher, and I have been the Ear Trainer. Yay!